Joined now by three members of the Knoxville Boys Soccer Squad as we're talking to Carson Irving, Colby Sandhold, and Emmett Schmidt. And well, Emmett, I'll start with you. How good is it to be back on the pitch after 675 days of not playing?
Oh, it feels so good. You know, over the off season, we've been able to get touches in and scrimmage, but it's not the same as being out here on the real field.
And Colby, you know, same question. You know, last time you guys walked off the pitch, you were walking off the county soccer complex at state tournament in 2019. This has got to be the longest off season, I think, of anybody's career.
Yeah, it was crazy because we ended great 2019, and then we come back, miss a whole season because COVID, which was really unfortunate, but we're just happy to be back. We have a lot of young talent ready to step up for us, so it's going to be a fun season for us.
And Carson, you know, I'm sure you were just raring to go for this one.
Yeah, they basically summed it up. I was JV the last time we played, so it's just new experience for me, and it's just nice to get back on the field.
We're talking after Monday's victory over Carlisle, and Emmett, you know, you kind of went off for three goals there. You know, second half, things kind of got a little bit more together. What kind of keyed that second half for everybody?
Yeah, so I think in the first half we just started off a little too lazy, a little too nonchalant in the throughout the midfield and back line, and I think that once we got a goal or two under our belt, we got our energy up and we were able to pressure, and that really turned things around the second half.
Colby, what about you? That second half seemed to be a little bit better. You know, coach said that maybe a little learning experience here the whole time.
Yeah, obviously we've been scrimmaging in the off season, but nothing's like coming out here and playing another team. So we just had to adapt to it, get used to the speed of the game again, going against other players, and yeah, we just really kicked it up the second half. Felt a lot better.
Carson, you know, you're the goalie. You know, a couple of early goals, but looks like you settled in pretty well after that.
Yeah, a couple of them. We just got off to a bad start, and once our whole team's energy got up, my energy got up, and everything just flowed.
Now, Colby, you were in kind of an unusual situation here. By day, you wear black and orange over at Pleasantville. By night, you dress black and gold. What's that like coming over from going to one school and then coming over to another school to play soccer?
Oh, it's great. I love Pleasantville, but we don't have a team, so I'm just glad Knoxville lets us Pleasantville boys come over and play with them. It's a really fun experience with all the – we meet so many new kids from Knoxville. It's amazing.
And, you know, not only soccer, but you've had a pretty good athletic year this year. Talk about that, just to kind of, you know, sum up what kind of things you've been able to do this year.
Yeah, so obviously all the seasons have been different with COVID and everything, but we still got 7 football games in. That went great. Then we went right on over to basketball. We had some ups and downs there, different players coming in and out, but that was also fun. And now I'm just glad back to be at soccer.
Let's go down the line, Emmett. You know, what's the end game? I know this is match number one for everybody, so we got a long season yet to go. But what's the end game, you know, when you walk off the pitch for the final time this year?
The goal is definitely to, by the end of the season, we want to be able to work together as a team cohesively and play a full 80 minutes start to finish.
Colby, what about you? You know, ultimate goal for you for everybody this year?
I agree with Emmett a lot. We have to have our younger kids step up, get used to varsity, especially their first season, obviously missing their freshman season. So we just have to play together more. Obviously, we lost a lot of kids last year, unfortunately, because we didn't have a season. But once we get flowing again, we'll be great.
Carson, same question. You know, what's the ultimate goal for everybody this year?
Yeah, they basically summed it up. Just the younger players stepping up, and once we get working together, we'll be a great team.
Carson Irving, Colby Sandhold, Emmett Schmidt, thank you guys. Good luck the rest of the season.